Hello out there. Please do gather around and listen to this beautiful and amazing story I'm about to tell. That's it. Sit down nicely. No. No need to push and shove. There's plenty of room there. Now that's better. Now let me begin. A number of years ago, oh yes, perhaps 150 years ago or so, give or take a day or two, there lived a miller. You know, a person who works a grinding mill that grinds grain such as wheat into flour. His name was Kalman. He lived in a small shtetl, a village not too far from the town of Zichlin.
Ah, good morning, Zisha.
Good morning, Kalman. You look very happy today.
Of course I look happy. Today is Friday. Erev Shabbos Kodesh. You know me and how I feel about Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh.
Okay. I'm sorry I asked. I should have known better. I guess I forgot.
Forgot? How can you or anyone forget about Shabbos Kodesh? Such a wonderful day where we become totally engrossed in the Kedusha, the holiness of Shabbos. Hey, Zisha, where are you going? I'm not finished talking yet. Hello?
Well, I just remembered that it's Erev Shabbos, and if I want to leave early from work, Lechovit Shabbos, I need to get to work early, you know. So, bye-bye.
Kalman and Zisha parted ways to go off to work. As soon as noon arrived at the mill...
Okay, shut down the mill. It's closing time.
What? Close down the mill? But Kalman, it's only noon time. There's plenty of daylight time left to work.
I know, but Petrov, it's Friday, and it's Shabbos Kodesh, and I must go home early to prepare and get ready for Shabbos.
Oops, sorry, Kalman. I'm not Jewish, you know, so Shabbos Kodesh is not on my mind.
You mean Shabbos Kodesh, not Shabbos Kodesh, although you would probably enjoy a good Kodesh. No, let's get moving. Start closing up everything. Let's go. Schnell, quickly. I don't want to, God forbid, chas v'sholem, be mechallel Shabbos.
Oh, mechallel Shabbos. Oh, now that's a Jewish phrase I know. That means to desecrate, to profane, violate the holiest of Shabbos Kodesh. Yeah, I know that.
Very good. You remember something after all these years working together with Jewish people. Now try to remember something else.
What?
Get moving and hurry up and close down the mill. Come on, move.
You know, Kalman, I don't get it. There are other religious Jews out there who don't stop working so early on a Friday like you. Don't they have to get ready for Shabbos Kodesh too?
Yes, they do. And unfortunately, they are not like me. I like to be from the Asura Rishonim, the first ten to shul, and come like a mensch with proper kovod, honor, you know, to greet the Shabbos queen.
What do you mean? I'm not sure I understand all that gibberish.
Gibberish? You call kovod Shabbos gibberish? Petrov, let me explain it all once and for all.
It is true, a store may be open till 1 hour before Shabbos. After that, he must close shop, and in a bath, he must stop. Shabbos Kodesh is a precious gift given to us from the one above. Honoring it greatly shows Hashem Yisborach how his mitzvahs we do with love. Our sages say, if one is able, he should stop heavy work by noon. Preparing for Shabbos from the afternoon and on will bring him great fortune. Shabbos Kodesh is a precious gift given to us from the one above. Honoring it greatly shows Hashem Yisborah how his mitzvot we do it for. You would sweep, dust, and polish for hours on end if a king would come to visit you. Surely Hashem would expect no less from us when the Shabbos queen visits each and every Jew. Shabbos Kodesh is a precious gift given to us from the one above. Honoring it greatly shows Hashem Yisborah how his mitzvahs we do with love. In honor of the Shabbos, every Friday night, Jewish homes are filled with the sound of kiddush. I hope Kovit Shabbos is clear to understand and no longer sounds like gibberish. Shabbos Kodesh is a precious gift given to us from the one above. Honoring it greatly shows a genius power. How is mitzvot we do it love.
Well, that sure explains it all, except for one thing.
What's that?
How did you convince the Squire Jakubsky to let you close down the mill so early on Friday when money means so much to him?
Ah, an excellent observation, Petrov. When I took over as the foreman for the forest, Squire Jakubsky, I told him with quality supervised work, I can oversee the mill to produce the same or even more than a full week's worth with the help of Hashem, of course, if he lets me close down the mill by noon on Friday. I still remember what he told me when he saw the results after a month's trial period. Ah, yes, I remember.
I can't believe my eyes. Kalman, you are the best. I wish I could have found you a long time ago. You are a true expert miller. You know what you are doing. You were right, and I'm making more money now. I'm so happy that I will continue to pay you and all the workers a full day's pay on Fridays, even though you work half a day.
Oh, yeah, right. I almost forgot that we get paid a whole day for a half a day's work on Friday. Excuse me, Kalman. I gotta hurry and continue closing down the mill. So, excuse me, please get out of my way. After all, it's Arab Shabbos Kiddush, and we can't be late or we'll be with Shalom Shabbos Kiddush. Okay, excuse me, beep, beep, excuse me, beep, 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 beep.
Well, Shabbos Kodesh had just about arrived at Kalman's house.
Let's go, boys. It's time to go to shul. You know I...
like to be from the Asar Rishonim.
That's right.
I'm almost ready. I just need to put on my shoes. Hey, where did my shoes go? Has anyone seen my shoes?
Tati, I'm more than almost ready. I just need to get used to these new shoes.
Cheskele, you might get used to them a lot easier if you put the right shoe on the right foot and the left on the left.
Oh, boy. Give me a second. There. Whoops. Now they feel too big.
Of course they're too big. They are your brother's shoes. Naftali, come quickly. We found your shoes.
Finally, Kalman and his two boys, Naftali and Cheskel, were ready to go to shul.
Mindy, please help Mommy set the table.
I already did, Tati. Mommy's ready to light the candles.
Kalman's wife, Cyril, lit the Shabbos candles, and everyone wished each other a good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos!
Shabbos!
Kalman and his sons were off to shul. On the way, they passed some houses and heard shouting coming from one house.
I just got home from work. Would you get out of the bathroom already? In a few minutes, it'll be Shkia, and I won't be able to take a bath.
I have to light candles. Why isn't the table set?
Mommy, I need a Shabbosher. Could you please hurry up?
You've been in that tub so long, you'll turn into a prune. Oy vey, at this rate, I won't make it to shul before Baruchu. Would you please get out of the bathroom already?
I'm coming now. I had to brush my teeth and shampoo my hair at the very same time in order to save time, and that's not easy.
Did you light the candles yet?
Speaking about lighting candles, come to think of it, where are the candles?
By the way, Ta, there's no more hot water!
Boy, Tati, the Farshpeitik family sure doesn't sound like they'll be ready on time for Shabbos. They are never on time.
I know the Farshpeitik family have their windows wide open and are shouting like a bunch of maniacs. They're so loud, you can't miss overhearing them. But still, it does not give us the right to speak Lashon Hara.
Sorry, Tati.
Why do so many people wait till the last minute to get ready for Shabbos? It doesn't seem to matter if it's a long Friday afternoon or a short one.
That's because after lighting candles, there is still officially 18 minutes left to Shkia, you know, sunset, before the actual Shabbos begins. Many people grew accustomed to rely on the extra 18 minutes. I think, however, they got it all wrong. The Chachomim Zocheinu Levrocha, the sages of blessed memory, did not set the 18 minutes for that purpose. It is a mitzvah to add to the Kedusha, to the holiness of Shabbos, from the weekday, which is not holy, and thereby avoiding Chilul Shabbos and showing our love and respect for the holy Shabbos.
Davening in shul was beautiful. The chazan for Kabbalah Shabbos was extremely outstanding. The tfilos were simply uplifting. When the chazan sang L'chodoidi, Kalman could no longer hold back his joy for Shabbos Kodesh that he started singing and dancing with the chazan. Davening finally ended, and Kalman and his two sons arrived home. Around the table while singing Shalom Aleichem and Eish Yisrael. And now they were all ready for Kiddush.
All right, Cyril. You may pour the wine.
With pleasure, Carmen.
My dear beloved wife, Cyril, thank you very much. You can stop pouring now. I'm making kiddies not of dollar.
Whoops, sorry, dear. I guess I got a little carried away.
Okay, I'm ready to start. Everyone quiet.
Tati, are you okay?
Suddenly, Tati, you look very tired. Are you okay?
I'm fine, Baruch Hashem. I'm fine. I'm not tired. I'm fully awake. Okay. I'll start Kiddush again. Yoy, my sister. Why am I sleeping?
Excuse me, Tati. But doesn't it say Yom HaShishi Vayichu HaShemayim, not Yom HaShishi Poyim HaShleepy?
You're right. I'm awake. Yom HaShishi. Why am I sleeping?
He never did that by Kiddush before.
Oh, Mommy, look at me. Tati splattered wine all over the tablecloth and all over my new Shabbos dress. I am such a mess.
Baruch Hashem, Tati missed my suit. How about you, Naftali?
I couldn't care less about my suit. Mindy, I don't think the wine all over your dress is such a big problem.
You don't! This is a very big problem. It's a new dress.
Your dress, Baruch Hashem, can be cleaned. I'm worried about Tati, and I think everyone else here should be as well.
Well spoken, Naftali. But let's not get over worried. It looks like Tati was a little more tired than usual, and he fell asleep while making kiddush. Oh, wake him up. Carmen, oh, hey, Carmen, yo-ho, Carmen, wake up! Please, oh, hey, face mirror, face not waking up!
Oh, I know, tickle Tati. Isn't Tati very ticklish?
Good idea. Coochie-coo! It's not working! Maybe something is wrong! Naftali, quick! Run to Dr. Zufleigenbaum and tell him to hurry on over here! It's an emergency!
Yes, Mom, right away!
Naftali ran as fast as he could to Dr. Zufleigenbaum. He knocked on the door.
Who's there? Who's there? Okay, why are you banging so hard? You want to break down my door? Okay, I'm coming. Naftali, is that you? I don't see so well without my glasses.
Yes, it's me, Naftali, Dr. Zufleigenbaum. It's an emergency. You have to come quickly. My father fell asleep.
What? Your father fell asleep? You're calling a doctor? You need to call a bed, not a doctor.
You don't understand.
You're right. I don't understand. Please explain to me.
My father came home singing a lively Shalom Aleichem in Eish Yisrael. Then while fully awake, he started Kiddush. Vehi era, vehi vaker, yom ha-shishi, boim ha-shleepy.
You mean, yom ha-shishi, vayichulu ha-shamayim?
No, I mean exactly what I mean. I mean, he said, yom ha-shishi, boim ha-shleepy, and then boom!
Then boom? A bomb exploded in your house?
No. He went boom on the table.
Exploded the table?
No, no! He fell asleep on the table and no one could wake him up!
Oh, I see. Does your father understand that he should sleep in a bed?
Dr. Zweigenbaum, this is not a time for jokes! My father might be very sick and needs help now! You know, he was fully awake and then...
Boom! I know. He fell asleep for no apparent reason. Okay, don't worry so much. Let's hurry back onto your father. Ay-yi-yi-yi-yi!
What now?
I forgot my glasses.
I'll run back to your house and I'll get them.
No, forget about them. There's no time to lose. We have to get to your father quickly. Don't worry, I'm a professional. I know what I'm doing, even without my glasses.
Open up the door, hurry. I've got the doctor with me.
Oh, Baruch Hashem, am I ever glad to see you. Doctor, look. There's poor Kalman, fast asleep on the table. Yoivis mir yoish.
And you can't wake him up. I know. Please move over and let me examine Kalman. Let me listen to his heartbeat.
Doctor's a Zweigenbaum.
Shush, quiet. If you make noise, how can I hear your father's heartbeat when I put my ear to his chest?
But Doctor's a Zweigenbaum.
Oy vey, if you don't be quiet, I won't be able to do my job right?
Oy vey is right. Dr. Zweigenbaum.
Quiet, I said. I'm trying to listen. This is confusing. In all of my years of practice, I never had a case like this before.
What's wrong, doctor? What's wrong with my husband?
Well, I don't know how to describe this, but I guess I have to tell it like it is. You see, I hear no heartbeat, which means your husband, Kalman, is not alive. But on the other hand, I hear snoring, which would mean he is alive. And the reason why this is so confusing is I never came across a live patient without a heartbeat, nor a patient that's not alive who snores.
Doctor, it's a Zweigenbaum!
What is it already? Can't you see I'm busy?
The reason why you hear my father snoring is because Baruch Hashem, he's still alive. And the reason you don't hear his heartbeat is because you did not put your ear to my father's chest. You put it to the collar instead.
Oh, I did. Well, I forgot my glasses, but don't worry, I know what I'm doing. Is this your father's chest? Am I getting warmer? Am I getting warmer?
Yay, 2 points for the doctor.
So the doctor listened to Calvin's heartbeat and checked him out from head to toe. He also checked out the table, the challis, the cheers, head to toe, and declared...
Kalman is perfectly fine. He must have been working too hard this week. He's just like a very tired, that's all. Just let him sleep it off.
So, the doctor left eventually. And the reason why I say eventually is because first he walked into a closet, then the bathroom, and nearly toppled out the window. Well, yes. Now, of course, Cyril had Naftali walk Dr. Zweigenbaum back to his home safely. After Naftali returned home, the family waited and waited and waited for several hours, and Kalman was still sound asleep.
Mommy, the candles are almost burnt out, and it's soon going to be dark in here. And I'm very, very hungry.
Me too.
You know, Mommy, it looks like Tati is going to sleep till the morning. Soon the candles will be burnt out.
But that's what I said.
I know. I'm just stressing it again. I'm trying to convince Mommy to let Naftali make kiddush so we can all go wash, make a mitzi and eat, sing some zemiras and bench, and do all of that before the candle lights go out.
Cyril let Naftali make kiddush, and the whole family was yaitse with it, along with the Lech and Mishnah. They ate their Shabbos meal, they sang their zemiras pretty loud, and even sang benching out loud by heart, because by that time, the candles were completely burnt out. None of these things, however, caused Calvin to wake up. Can you imagine that? Everybody went to sleep, and they left Calvin still sound asleep, except for the snoring, of course. Morning came.
Yom HaShishir, Vayigul HaShemayim V'Horetz. Hey, where did everyone go? Why did everyone leave the table before Kiddush? Hello, Yoho, hello there, Cyril, Naftali, Cheskele, Mindy, where are you? I'm ready for Kiddush.
Tati finally woke up. Good Shabbos morning, Tati. Did you have a good night's sleep?
Woke up? Good Shabbos morning? What are you babbling about?
It's true. It's Shabbos morning and almost time to go to shul for Shacharis.
What kind of joke are you playing on me? And by the way, Mindy, why aren't you wearing your new Shabbos dress?
Well, I was wearing it last night when it was sparkling white, but then, miraculously, it turned wine-colored.
Now, why would such a miracle like that happen to you?
Oh, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Oh, I don't know.
How could you not know what happened if you were wearing the dress?
Oh, I don't know.
Did anyone else see how this miracle happened?
Oh, I don't know.
Is there anything else you know how to say besides, oh, I don't know?
Let me see. Oh, I don't know.
Naftali, what is going on here?
Well, please don't be angry at me if I tell you what happened.
Okay, I won't be angry. Just tell me already.
Well, last night you started to make kiddush, and then suddenly you went, kaplunk.
Kaplunk?
Yes, kaplunk. You just fell asleep and plopped down on the table, dropped the becher, and splashed the wine all over the place, including Mindy's dress. No one was able to wake you up, no matter how hard they tried.
No, this can't be. It's not possible. I would never, never fall asleep during kiddush. Shabbos Kodesh is so special to me. It's still nighttime. I'm telling you, it's still night.
But Tati, please take a look out the window.
Oy vey. It can't be. That must be a painting. That's a painting. Who put that painting of a daytime scene over our window? Who put that there?
Nobody put a painting there, Tati. Take a closer look, please. Do you see? Huh? Well, do you know of any paintings that have live people walking to shul and birds flying around and chirping?
Oy vey, this never happened to me before. I can't believe it. I slept through the whole Friday night. I miss kiddush.
Don't worry, Tati. There's always next week Friday night.
True, but still, it's not the same. Each Friday night is special. Oy vey is mi vote to me. I miss the Friday Shabbos kiddush for the first time in my life. Oy, 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 maybe something is wrong with me. Perhaps I should see Dr. Chafroigibal.
No need to go see Dr. Zuflagenbaum. He was here last night. He said you were fine. You probably worked very hard this week and were very tired. You see, now, Baruch Hashem, you're all rested up and you look just fine.
I cannot miss Kiddush Friday night again. I will tell my Chavrusa Zisha that I'm under the weather a bit and will have to skip our learning late on Thursday night. We'll make up the learning time when I'm better. I'll go to sleep very early on Thursday night. Yes, that's what I'll do.
And so, that's what Kalman did. When Friday night came around, Kalman looked and acted fully awake. That is, until he started Kiddush.
Vayehe, vayehe, voike! Yoy ma shishi, boy am I sleepy.
Kerplunk! Kalman fell fast asleep again for the second Friday night in a row.
Oy vey, Tati fell asleep during Kiddush again.
Baruch Hashem!
Baruch Hashem? Tati falls asleep during Kiddush and you say Baruch Hashem?
Yes. I didn't mean Baruch Hashem, Tati fell asleep during Kiddush. I meant Baruch Hashem, Tati missed me with the wine this time.
If he missed you with the wine, where did it go this time?
Not on me, Bocheskel. I think you should check your suit.
What? Oy vey, the wine landed all over me.
And once again, no one was able to wake up Kalman. When morning arrived, and Kalman realized what happened.
Oy vey. Again this happened. It must be that I'm still working too hard and not getting enough rest. I will take next week Friday off. Yes, that's what I do. Completely, I'll take next week Friday off and sleep the whole day.
Friday night crept up once again. Kalman came home from shul fully awake, danced a lively Shalom Aleichem and Eishes Chayil. The wine was poured into the kais. The cup was raised for Kiddush. A bright, fully awake Kalman began Kiddush.
Vayehe, vayehe voiker, yoy ma shishi, yoy ma shishi, boy am I. Why am I sleeping?
Oh boy, that was a nasty fall. That was a messy splash. Yes, that's right. Just as you suspected, no one, absolutely no one, could wake up Kalman. And yes, he slept all the way till the morning. This time, when Kalman woke up, he was furious.
This is too much. Something is definitely wrong. 3 weeks in a row to fall asleep during Kiddush is not normal. Yes, it's not normal, I'm telling you. Right after Shabbos, I'm going to see my Rebbe, Rav Shmuel Abba of Zichlin. Yes, that's the thing I will do, because he will be Ezras Hashem, know what is wrong and what is happening to me and what to do.
Well, as soon as Shabbos was over, Kalman made Havdalah and did not fall asleep, saddled his horse, galloped off to Zichlin, and as soon as he arrived, he went straight to the Rebbe.
Rebbe, please, you have to help me, please!
Kalman, calm down, take it easy, relax, tell me what happened.
Okay, I try to calm down. Well, it's like this. For the last three Friday nights in a row, I started off fully awake before making kiddush. Then, when I started to make Yiddish, I end up saying, "You're my shishi, boy, am I sleepy," and then I just collapse into a deep sleep.
I see. But perhaps you are overworked and too tired when Friday night comes around, and that's why you fall asleep.
Rebbe, each week I add more sleep, so I don't think this is the problem. This past Friday night, I slept the whole day, and still I fell asleep when I started Kiddush.
You said you start off fully awake, and then suddenly you fall asleep every time you start Kiddush?
Yes, that's what happens.
The Rebbe, Rav Shmuel Aber, closed his eyes and became engrossed in deep thought. Anyone who knew Rav Shmuel Aber of Zichlin knew he was a tzaddik, possessed with Ruach HaKodesh, divine spirit. After a few minutes, he opened his eyes.
Ay, 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 ay. Kalmin, Kalmin, this is not good. You will fall asleep every Friday night without being able to make Kiddush. Oy, 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 oy.
But Rebbe, why? I love Shabbos Kodesh. Every weekday, all I think about is how I can't wait for Shabbos Kodesh. I love to be spiritually engulfed with the Kedusha, the holiness of Shabbos Kodesh.
That is precisely why the Malach, in charge of Shabbos Kodesh, is angry with you, because you are one who cherishes Shabbos Kodesh so much. You should never have done what you have done. You should never have let it happen.
Let what happen? What have I done that made the Shabbos Malach so angry?
You are Mechallel Shabbos. Kalmin, you profaned and violated the Shabbos.
I don't remember ever being Mechal Shabbos.
That is part of the problem. You did not fulfill what it says in the Torah, Shomor v'Zochar, to safeguard and to remember as Yom HaShabbos LeKadshoy, the day of Shabbos, to keep it holy. Both words, Shomer v'Zochar, were said b'dibur echod, as one word by Hashem. Chazal tell us, we learn from this, that one has the responsibility to be conscious, to safeguard and remember Shabbos every moment throughout the entire Shabbos, since a person is judged according to one's level of Kedusha. You, Kalman, a person who is Mechashiv, who holds the Shabbos day in the highest esteem, were judged in a most stringent manner. I'm not permitted to reveal to you what you did wrong. You must find out by yourself, and then you will have to do tshuva.
What? If I don't know what I did, nor do I even remember, how will I ever find out what I did in order to do tshuva?
Kalman, where there is a will, there is a way. So if I were you, I would try to find out what was done wrong, what the Chilul Shabbos was. When you find out what you did wrong, how you were Mechallel Shabbos, then return to me at once, and we'll see if there is a tshuva that you can do to cause the Shabbos Malach to forgive, to be Meichel you. A gute Nacht. Good night, Kalman.
Kalman left Rav Shmuel Abba and rode on his horse as fast as he could and returned home. Kalman was very anxious to solve the mystery as quickly as he could, and so, even though it was 2 o'clock in the morning, he woke everyone in his house.
Hi, what's the matter, dear? It's 2 o'clock in the morning. What's so wrong that it can't wait until the morning to tell?
It has to be now! Now, 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 now! Every second counts!
Oh, so that means I can go back to sleep. See, I'm a firstborn, not a second. Chesky, I think Tati wants to talk to you.
No time for jokes, Naftali. I need everyone up and wide awake now.
Okay, I'm coming. I'm coming.
What's wrong, Tati? Had another nightmare? Is there another mouse in the house? Or is this a family fire drill?
No, it's nothing like that. I just came back from the Rebbe, Rav Shmuel Abba from Zichlin.
So for that you had to wake us up? We would have noticed you came home in the morning.
I'm serious.
I'm serious too.
Please listen. The Rebbe told me why I keep falling asleep on Friday nights.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, may I tell you why I'm about to fall asleep?
Quiet, everyone. Please be quiet and no more jokes or interruptions, okay? All right?
Yes, dear, whatever you say.
I'll be quiet.
Sure thing, Tati.
Good. Now that's better. Now listen carefully. The Malach in charge of Shabbos Kodesh is angry with me because I was Mechala Shabbos. The problem is I don't remember ever being Mechala Shabbos. So I need everyone's help so I can do tshuva. Now, if anyone here ever saw me being Mechala Shabbos in even the slightest way, you must tell me. Well, why is it so quiet? Does anybody remember seeing anything? Hello? I'm talking to you. Hello there.
Well, first of all, we were silent because you told us not to interrupt you. Secondly, I saw something. But I'll only tell you if you give me your word that you won't punish me.
Okay. I give you my word. My word. Now, tell me.
Well, let's see now. Yes, it was late Friday night of the Shabbos before you started to fall asleep by Kiddush. It was after the meal. The first Suda of Shabbos was over. It was after we all said Kriya Shema and went off to bed to go to sleep.
Would you please stop with the "it was after this and after that" and get straight to the point? What did you see me do?
Please be patient, Tati. I'm getting there.
Okay. No. So go on. No.
Okay. Now, where was I? Yes. It was after everyone was sound asleep when you woke up. Of course, it was after your throat felt dry. And it was after you realized you were thirsty.
Again with the "it was after"? No, just tell me already, what did I do?
Patience, Tati, patience. I'm almost there. It was very dark. You walked quietly down the steps. You were headed towards the water barrel. Inch by inch, step by step, it was still very dark. When suddenly you turn and...
And what?
And you stubbed your big toe. It was the little toe. Maybe it was the big toe. Maybe the small toe. I remember. Right. It was the big toe.
No, so what did I do next?
You screamed, "Ouch!" so loud. It was a miracle no one else woke up when it happened, you know.
What happened? Would you please tell me already?
You lit a candle.
I lit a candle on Shabbos? Me? Little old me light a... What? No. It can't be.
But that's what you did. I saw it. And as I said before, it was very dark. Apparently, you did not want to stub your other toe. So you momentarily forgot it was Shabbos. You lit a candle, took some water from the barrel. You forgot it was Shabbos, but you remembered to make a bracha. You then put out the candle and went back to sleep.
So that's what I did.
Yes, that's what you did. And it was after that incident when you started to fall asleep with Yoy my shishi, boy my slippy.
Aha! Now I'm so happy you told me I can go back to the Rebbe to know what to do. Cheskele, by the way, why were you afraid that I was going to punish you?
Aren't you wondering how come I was up to see it all?
Now that you mention it, yes, why were you up?
Well, you see, that Erev Shabbos, Mommy baked a real delicious chocolatey kokosh cake. Mommy said it was for lunchtime kiddush. I couldn't wait, so I got up in the middle of the night to sneak a piece of kokosh cake. Before I finished the piece of cake, I heard you coming, and I hid under the table. Now you know. So are you going to punish me?
No, I won't punish you. I gave you my word. But your mother might.
Come and return to the Rebbe. In order to get the Shabbos Malach to be moichel you for belittling Shabbos Kodesh by forgetting for a moment that it was Shabbos, Kalman, you must be moiser nefesh for Shabbos Kodesh, sacrifice of yourself for the sake of Shabbos.
How? What should I do? Tell me what I should do. I'll do anything for the sake of Shabbos Kodesh.
If I told you exactly what to do, it would not count as Mesiras Nefesh. I have full confidence in you, Kalmin. When the opportunity comes, you will know.
A few more weeks went by, and Kalmin was still falling asleep whenever he started Kiddush. His family began to accept it as a new way of life in their home. They set up pillows to cushion Kalman's fall and an elaborate system to catch the kais as it fell without spilling all over the place. Squire Jakulski sent for Kalman.
Ah, Kalman, my good friend. You know, I highly respect you as one of my most trusted, honest foremen from all the businesses I own. You run my mill as no other can, and you earn for me much money, for which I am very grateful, which now brings me to inform you of my new upcoming plans. I purchased a new and bigger grinding stone to grind more wheat into flour, a water mill instead of one run by horses, thereby increasing my profits to an even greater degree than before. And now, I want you, Kalman, to run this bigger mill for me. Of course, it will mean a big raise in your salary as well.
Why, I feel honored, Squire Drakulski, and I would be delighted to run the newly improved mill.
Very good. I thought you would. Now, of course, you realize there will have to be some changes in the work schedule.
Oh, changes? What kind of changes?
This new grinding stone cost me a hefty sum of money, and it would take quite a bit of time before I cover the cost and see profits again. Therefore, I'm willing to raise your salary adequately to cover the extra day you would work in order to speed up the process, of course. Therefore, I'm going to need you to start working on Saturdays.
Saturdays? Squire Drakulski, with all due respect, you know I don't work Saturdays. It's Shabbos Kodesh.
big deal. Job is kiddish, who cares? The main thing, Kalman, is money, money, money. I'm going to become richer, and so will you. Besides, this will only be till I make back my money and start seeing profits again. After that, we'll renegotiate.
No, never, never. I will never work on Shabbos.
Kalman, I will double your salary. Think of all the money.
It does not matter how much you pay me, because I won't work on Shabbos Kodesh.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, and I hope you understand how I feel about it.
Oh, I do. As a matter of fact, if you can't work for me on Saturday, don't come in on Sunday.
What? You're going to give me an extra day off?
Yes, I'm going to give you off on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday as well. In short, you ungrateful Jew, you're fired! With those words, the squire grabbed Kalman angrily, and he picked him up, and he threw him out the door. Whoa, whoa, whoa! Kalman got up slowly and brushed off all the rubbish fragments. That is commonly called, in your language, I would assume, as debris. Or just simply put, garbage from all over him. Anyways, let's see what happened.
Excuse me, Squire Drakuski, can you do me a favor?
What?
The next time you want to throw me out the door, could you please open it first?
Get out of my sight! I'll find someone else to run my mill. Someone who will work on Saturday. And so, Kalman left very upset that he lost his job. The more his mind dwelled on the thought of what just happened to him, the more he began to realize...
Wait a minute. Why should I be getting upset? I should be very happy. This is probably what the Rebbe of Zichlin meant. When the opportunity comes, I'll know. I was just moiser nefesh for Shabbos. I got fired for not willing to work on Shabbos. Gewaldig! Ah, now maybe the Shabbos Malach will be moichel me and I'll stay away tonight and finish Kiddush completely.
Kalman came home, broke the news about losing his job, then danced with his family. Unfortunately, that Friday night, Kalman fell asleep again. He could not understand why the Shabbos Malach didn't forgive him. After all, he was moiser nefesh for Shabbos. For the next few weeks, it would still continue to happen. In the meantime, during that period, Squire Drakulski hired a replacement for Kalman. Manduru, what are you doing?
I am trying to line up the water wheel to be aligned with the grinding stone, sir. We need more water pressure to turn the grinding stone.
There is nothing wrong with the alignment. Something is stuck over there holding back the wheel from turning. Here, let me pull it out. Oh no! The wheel is starting to turn. My sleeve is caught under the grinding stone. Manduru, come quickly! Stop the wheel before it grinds me into flour!
I'm coming. Here I come. Whoops! I think I tripped. Look out! Whoops! Oh no! I think I make boo-boo.
You ripped my beautiful, expensive outfit. Ooh, you clumsy oaf. Look what you did. That was the first of many things to go wrong at the squire's mill. A few days later, the squire came to check on Manduru again. I hope everything is running smoothly.
Oh, yes, Squire Drakuski. The water wheel is working fine. Ever since I stopped leaving my lunchbox in between the water wheel and upper grinding stone.
Is that my imagination? Or am I actually seeing the upper grinding stone wobbling?
No, sir. It is not your imagination. Yes, indeed, it is wobbling, all right.
Why is it wobbling?
Oh, I guess the board that pulls the stone and the axle is loose.
So why don't you tighten the bolt?
Because I don't know how.
What are you, a klutz or something? I can't believe you don't know how to tighten a simple bolt. Get up there and tighten it.
Okay, whatever you say.
Manduru tried to tighten the bolt, but before he had a chance to, the nut popped off the bolt. And the grinding stone rolled right off the axle. It began rolling straight towards the squire. Yikes, yikes. Oh, no, oh, no. Help, help, help. Somebody stop the grinding stone. Help, help. The squire dodged being crushed by the stone by a split-second decision to jump into the bushes while the stone finally came to a stop. Unfortunately, Squire Drakulski jumped into a thorn bush. But I won't go into that, since he already did. Oh, anyways, luckily for him, the grinding stone was tough and didn't break apart. I cannot say the same for anything that was in its path. Ooh, oh yes, before I forget, I must tell you about the day when customers came complaining to the squire.
Who is there?
It's me, Mr. Pekalovsky.
Yes, do come in. What can I do for you?
Well, for starters, I ordered from your miller wheat flour, and rye flour was delivered instead.
Oh, hello there, Squire Drakuski. I see the door is open. May I come in?
Yes, Mr. Marinarakowski. What can I do for you?
I ordered 100 bags of wheat flour, and all I received were the bags. What happened to the flour?
Hey, I see a door is open. I was just wondering why there are 500 bags of flour from your mill on my porch.
What is the problem? Isn't that what you ordered, Mr. Excuse me. Sorry, I forgot your name.
The name is Kabajlovsky. And the reason you don't remember my name is because I'm not your customer and I never ordered anything!
Say excuse me to the war. Now that I have your attention, Mr. Squire, Drakuski Changji Awakawatawa, my name is Jingo Bogo Haichi. I travel all the way from China to settle a little misunderstanding. I never heard of you before. I received to my address in China a bill of 1,379,862 yang and a half a penny and threatened to be arrested if I don't pay. What is this all about? I give you Mishabera!
Manduru! Oh, Manduro, what have you done this time? Squire Drakulski kept on trying to teach Manduro how to run the mill more and more efficiently and to straighten out all the mix-ups, including the one with Jingo Pogo Hai Chi from China, and get the orders all straightened out and right. Manduro, did you load the wagon?
Yes, sir, Squire.
Are you sure that all the flour bags are securely sealed and tied down properly to the wagon?
Yes, sir, Mr. Squire.
Do you have all the names and addresses for delivery?
Yes, sir, Mr. Squire.
Did you hitch the horses to the wagon?
Yes, sir, Mr. Squire.
Very good. I will come with you this time.
Why, Sir Squire? Mr. Squire?
To make sure you don't mess up anymore. Now let's get on the wagon and start out.
Yes, Sir Squire. Mr. Squire. Whatever.
Manduro whipped the horses. The wagon load of flour with the squire on board were on their way. The wagon was moving along smoothly. After a while, Manduro decided to whip the horses to go faster so he would be able to finish the deliveries faster. The wagon, although going faster, was still going smoothly. That is, until they came to the sharp curve near the river. I think it would be wise now to slow down as we approach the sharp curve.
No need to, sir, Mr. Squire. I have everything under control.
Manduro, I said to slow down. It's too dangerous to go on that curve full speed.
All right, if you insist. Hey, horses, hold your horses. Slow down. Slow down. Slow down. Whoa.
As it turned out, Manduro was not in control. He did not know how to slow down the horses. I guess Manduro did not know that you don't slow down horses by whipping them and say, slow down, slow down. But what can I tell you? Naturally, the horses went faster and faster. Manduro! Manduro! What are you doing? You're making the horses go faster.
I'm trying to slow them down. But every time I whip them and tell them to slow down, they don't listen. They're just going faster and faster.
Stop! Stop! Slow down! You're going way too fast! Stop! Stop! Give me the reins! I'll slow them down! Whoa! 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 The squire took the reins away from Manduro. A little bit too late, though. The wagon took to the sharp curve on two wheels. One of those wheels hit a big rock on the road. Being that it was Manduro who hitched up the wagon, the horses became disconnected from the wagon. And then they went on their merry way, the horses. Yes, 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 yes. But meanwhile, when the wagon hit the rock, it flipped up into the air, sending Manduro and, of course, Squire Drakulski flying into the river. Being that it was Manduro who secured and tied everything down to the wagon, all the ropes snapped and popped open. The bags of flour went flying, landing right on top of the squire and Manduro. The bags burst on impact. All the flour went flying all over the place. It looked like a snowstorm, yes.
Look at me. I'm soaking wet. Eek, ooey, ooey, gooey. All that flour is sticking to me like gluey. Eek, ooh, yuch, gooch. Look at me. I look like a snowman.
Oh, wow. This is fun. Hey, Squire, do you want to have a snow, a flower ball fight?
No, Manduru, this was the last straw. You're fired, get out of my sight. I don't want to see you anymore. You're fired, out.
Oh, is that how you feel about me? Oh, well, if you fire me, who is going to run your mill?
I'll find someone else. Until then, the mill will still run better without you. Now get out of my sight.
Now would be a good time to check in on Kalman. Let's see how he's doing.
Cyril, my dear, what's the matter?
You've been out of work for a couple of weeks now. All our savings are used up. We don't have enough money to make Shabbos this week.
I think it's time to go back to Rav Shmuel Abba of Zichlin.
And so Kalman mounted his horse and rode on back to the Rebbe.
Rebbe, I have no job. I gave it up. I was moise nefesh for Shabbos, and the Malach is still not being moichel me. I still fall asleep every Friday night as soon as I start Kiddush. And now my troubles are getting worse. My savings are all gone. And now we don't have money to make Shabbos for this week. Rebbe, what should I do? What should I do?
Are you saying you are now penniless?
Yes.
Gewaldig!
Gewaldig?
Yes, the Shabbos Malach is now giving you full mechila, full forgiveness. Now you are truly moise nefesh for Shabbos Kodesh. Kalman, go home. Things will now be'ezrash Hashem get better. Sei gesund, be matzliach, be well. Enjoy your Shabbos. And so Kalman went home with a smile on his face. After all, the Rebbe said, the Shabbos Malach forgave him and things would get better be'ezras Hashem. As he came closer to his house, Kalman noticed someone waiting by the door.
Oy vey, I thought things were supposed to get better when I come back home. But with the squire at my door, how can things get better? Oh, well, Gamzula Toive, whatever happens, happens for the best. The words of Tzadikim can sometimes be hard to understand what they mean. No, what can I do?
Ah, there you are, my good friend, Kalman.
Eh? My good friend? How can I be your good friend? The last time we met, you yelled at me, you fired me, and, oh yeah, let's not forget, you threw me out the door without opening it first.
Ooh, did I do that?
Yes, you did.
If I did do all those things, I am terribly, terribly sorry. I must have had a bad day back then, you know. Let bygones be bygones, and let us start anew, yes?
I'm not sure I follow what you mean.
Kalman, I'll be honest with you. Your God obviously watches over you. I hired someone else, a non-Jew, so he could and would work on Saturday. It turned out to be a very big disaster. He caused me to lose more money than I had hoped to gain. I want you to come back to work for me.
I hear you, but you should know nothing has changed. I will not work on Saturday because it's Shabbos Kodesh, no matter how much you pay me.
As I said before, your God watches over you. When I fired you for not willing to work on Saturday, I hired someone else in your place, but your God was obviously very angry with me for it. Believe me when I tell you, I will not ever try to make you work on Saturday again.
First of all, Hashem is everyone's God, not just of the Jewish people. Second of all, what about my closing down the mill at noontime Fridays?
Kalman, you can close the mill Friday at noon. I will give you a raise even though you won't work on your Shabbos Kiddush. I will give you a bonus. I will give it to you right now as a goodwill gesture to make up for all the sufferings you had these last few weeks. So, what do you say, Kalman? Will you come to work for me, starting Sunday? Mm-hmm. What do you say?
Yes, Be'ez Hashem, God willing. Yes, of course.
And so the squire departed. Yes, the bonus that the squire Jakuski gave Kalman assured that he was able to buy whatever needed to make a beautiful Shabbos and still have plenty left over. Of course, Kalman was very thankful to Hashem for the good fortune bestowed upon him. But there was still one problem on Kalman's mind. Kiddush! Friday night.
Okay, man your battle stations. Tati's ready for Kiddush. Pillows in place?
Check.
Bowls for cats spilling wine?
Check.
All personnel standing clear of splashdown zone?
Double check.
Okay, Mommy, you can pour the wine in Tati's cars.
The wine was poured. The tension in the air was thick. All eyes were focused on Kalman. Will he continue to fall asleep as he begins Kiddush, as in the past 6 or so weeks? Or will this be the week that Kalman gets to finish Kiddush and stay awake Friday night? Only Hashem knows the answer to that. The Malach in charge of Shabbos was also permitted to know, and of course anyone else who already listened to this story. I personally have told this story dozens of times, and yet, when it comes to this part, I'm always in suspense. So far, so good.
You're my shishi.
Oh my, I can't stand the tension. I'm closing my eyes. I'm closing my eyes.
Vayechulu hashomayim v'ho'oret v'chol tzevo'om.
Ooh, I can't believe it. Kalman is not falling asleep. Whoops, excuse me. Please allow me to regain my composure so I can continue the story. Now, where was I? Yes. Well, to everyone's astonishing surprise, Kalman finished the whole Kiddush without falling asleep.
Mikadesh HaShabbos!
Amen!
Wow, I'm sure you can all imagine the great joy that was shared by Kalman and his family that night. They sang Zemiris like never before. From that Friday night and on, Kalman never fell asleep by Kiddush ever again for as long as he lived. And of course, Kalman continued to safeguard and remember Shabbos Kiddush to the best of his ability, just as we all should.
Observing Shabbos, we show our faith in the Creator of the universe. 6 days a week we may do work, but on the seventh we all rest. 'Cause it is the Holy Shabbos.
If one on the Shabbos as best as he can, Hashem will bless him with clothing to wear.
red meat fish, and every tasty dish will never be lucky for those like him all dear.
Observing Shabbos, we show our faith in the Creator of the universe. 6 days a week we may do work, but on the seventh we are rest, cause it is Holy Shabbos.
We must remember to keep Shabbos holy and guard it from Hillel. Shabbos do, Shabbos kodesh is a taste of Olam Haba, the world to come.
We show our faith in the Creator of the universe. 6 days a week we may do work, but on the seventh we all rest, cause it is the Holy Shabbat.
I die.